You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora and good morning to Z from Who Shot Scott.
What's going on?
Oh, let me turn your mic on. There we go. That's classic BFM. I can hear
loud and clear.
Loud and clear now.
Thanks for having me.
You've just caught your breath. You had to sprint in here to the classic, like, oh my God, BFM is surrounded by construction. How do I get up there?
Yeah, no,
but you made it.
We made it, man. I'm glad you gave me an extra song to catch my breath. Here we are. We're good. I'm good. I hope I don't sound too puffed out.
Now, new music. You've got new music. A brand new track.
Yeah.
Out today.
Literally today, man.
Excellent.
This morning.
Yeah. How exciting. Now, talk us through it, mate.
I'm pissed.
You pissed?
I'm pissed off, man.
Okay.
That's the energy of this whole song. It's just like, I went to, there's a lot of things I'm pissed about as a musician. It's a lot of things coming together. This sort of got triggered by a trip I did overseas, and I went to like a music conference thing. And there was a lot of seminars and chats by big corporate companies saying, hey guys, hey artists, we get you. We know what you want. We know what you need. But anyone could see that it was clearly a hidden agenda there. And they, it was basically like the whole conversation around it was like, hey, like, use our products. You know, like, do the things that we tell you to. Hey, it's so easy. Look at Bruno Mars. He just makes videos all the, like, you know what I mean? It was so like out of touch and just, it felt like it was very much tailor-made. It was like their sentiment was tailor-made toward like, very like artists that want to go down like a very mainstream route perhaps, but they were preaching it like it was like the Bible, like this is what you have to do to be successful, as opposed to being like, hey, this is an option, you know. And so I had real issues with that, and then just lately I've just been having like, just I've gone to so many things where I just feel like business, like the music business, is like super out of touch with what artists want, what artists need, what cultivates the best for us as creatives, and like what will take us, you know. I feel like most artists, their goals are to be, you know, full versions of themselves and extend themselves as artists, like in terms of expression. And it feels like lately, especially right now, that the industry is set up in a way to repress that and just be the anti to creative freedom.
I think one of the really tough challenges people face now is like, as well as having great music, you also have to have great social media.
Yeah.
And that is a completely different task or operation, you know, like managing social media for yourself. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel necessarily that natural when you're trying to create music.
I think that, see, this is where the issue comes from for me, is that these companies, like, I don't see anything inherently wrong with social media. I don't see anything wrong with any platform. All of these things are platforms that are to be used to express yourself. If you want to be a musician and you want to exist in the industry, that's perfectly fine. If you want to have a career, you know, like, you don't have to release music. You know, you can just make music and make it for fun, and that can be your expression. If you want to have a career, like, these are the platforms that are available to us, and we can use them. We are creative, right? So, like, it's up to us to find creative ways to use them to showcase our music, to build communities around our music, because that's what, that for me, like, the sharing part of music is really important. You know, I like making things, I like sharing them with people so that they can heal the way I heal from making it. And so I want to do it on my terms for sure. But yeah, like, there's a lot, my problem is exactly sort of like what you said, is like people, like, it's really tricky and it feels very contrived when it's done in that way that like a lot of people are preaching right now, like, hey, just do your Insta reels, like, do your this, do your that, like, put up your phone and like smile. Like, I literally had a person from a massive social media company that I won't mention, but it's the biggest one in the world, tell me, like, they looked at my Instagram page and they were like, would you follow this Instagram?
It's you, like, yeah. Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah. Oh. And she was like to me, I wouldn't follow this. I don't feel like I can connect with you. She's like, all you need to do, if you just put up your phone like that and just smiled and said, hey guys, your views and your data would be way up. And I'm like, well, what if that's not, can I swear on this?
Yes.
What if that's not what I fucking want to do?
Yes.
What if I don't want to be fucking famous? What if I don't want to be, hey guys, like, what if I just want to make music and the people that find it, I'm going to put it out properly and I'll, you know, I'll promote it and everything, but the way I want to do it. And then the people that are supposed to resonate with it are supposed to resonate with it. And the people that aren't, that's totally fine too. Not everyone has to like your music.
Yeah. Excellent. Now talk us through how you've made this particular track. Where have you worked on it and how's it all come together?
With this track and this whole EP that I'm rolling out at the moment, I made like the songs went through stages. So I started off like at home. I really love like not being in big fancy studios at the start of my process. Mm-hmm. I like just feeling like I can just be like in my undies at home, just like on my bass guitar, just like riffing stuff and just screaming into a microphone, just full without judgment, you know?
Yep.
So that's how I started writing the song. That's how I got like this sort of general sort of structure of it or whatever the idea was. But then I went to a studio and that's when I like worked on it and developed the lyrics and stuff. And at that time I was just feeling so like anti-capitalism, like it was crazy. I couldn't sleep. Like the night before I went to the studio, I remember I couldn't sleep just because of how angry I was. I was like so pissed off at so many things. And it wasn't even just the social media thing. It was like so many other more like intricate, like businessy things that I hated. And when I went the next day to the studio, I just screamed everything. Like the whole song is me just screaming into a microphone. Like I was so pissed. So yeah, screamed, wrote lyrics. I think I did takes where I just like said everything that was on my mind without writing anything. Cause for me, the soul expression is a big part of it. Like coming unfiltered right from the core
yes.
of me.
Yes.
So I did that. And then I figured out what the song was saying and I pieced it together and, It just makes sense, you know. It all falls into place when you follow the intuition.
We've got the clean version in here.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like we need after na- this we need to play version. The explicit.
Yeah.
Hang on, just
dude, I would love that.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Now, just pad it out for me while I dig it up, mate.
Yeah.
You've got some other stuff happening this weekend. You want to give you've
thing got I just some, told you off air?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you want to give that a little shout out? Man, as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm going to, I think it is sold out, but I am going
sold out.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I'm going tomorrow to a great artist-focused wellness event tomorrow called Sync Wellness. It's dope. It's a beautiful little pocket of a community that's very focused on making sure that artists are taking care of themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, everything, because we don't have a lot of that in this country or in the world. I think that artists don't take their wellness seriously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, it's good and well to like express yourself and put out all your rage into the songs, and that's a form of therapy, but also that's not real therapy. I'm not saying that this was therapy, but like, you know, you need to take precautions to avoid burnout and to avoid pitfalls of all sorts. Feels like in every other field that exists, but in music, because like I said, we're all just making music in our undies in our bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
There's no big drive for, hey, like you need to take care of yourself if you want to be sustainable.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to tomorrow. Should be a great time.
Excellent. Now, Z from Who Shot Scott, let's play your tune, The Data. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. People can find this out on all streamers.
Totally.
And any shows in the works?
What do we have? Yeah, I mean, we're working. Well, there's stuff that's confirmed, but I cannot reveal it just yet. But
all right.
Keep a lookout.
Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Creaky mic there.
slave. I'm not your slave. I'm not just rounding up my plans. It gets a little louder from this dance. If I gave you the power, you so fancy. Just know that the blood is on your hands. I think about it more than a little bit. I need a meditation, I need a steady beat. I get my soul, they won't edit it. I can't let it,
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.